This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. It's a new year, and a lot of people are talking about their New Year's resolutions, and one way that you can address those is to get fit. And a program through which you can do that is the Fresh Fitness Program with the City of Carbondale. In studio with us are Amy Fox with the City and Tori Guswell, who's with the Fresh Fitness Program. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So a lot of people woke up yesterday morning and thought, okay, this is it, right? And they said it's time to maybe not just lose weight, but really change a lifestyle, get fit, and learn how to eat and live better. Tori is a fitness graduate assistant at SIUC. She's also the instructor, or one of the instructors, with the Fresh Fitness Program. Tori, what do people need to be thinking about? Here we are, January 2nd. This can be intimidating for a lot of people.
Yes, it can be very intimidating, which is why we love this program. Anyone's welcome. We offer multiple levels. We had people bring their children. We had elderly people. We had people in between who were training for marathons. There's people of all levels and all faces of life, and we really like to welcome them all and introduce them to this awesome lifestyle and give them the tools they need to incorporate it into their everyday life.
For people who are unfamiliar with the Fresh Fitness Program, this goes on each Saturday through the farmer's market that's held in Carbondale. During the wintertime, that's at the Carbondale Community High School inside, so you don't have to worry about the cold. Amy, a lot of people really took to this in the last several months.
Yes, this was a program that we offered this past summer at Turley Park, and we really had no expectation going into it. We found these amazing fitness instructors from the SIU Rec Center. It was a collaboration between the city and the park district, as well as the rec center. And the first week we had 35 people there, and we thought, oh, it was just the first week, but each week we continue to have 20 plus people in attendance, and we had some people who even attended every single Saturday for 2 to 3 months. And when it was over, we took a little bit of a break and then reconvened and decided to offer it again, especially with those people who are looking to incorporate some type of New Year's resolution. We thought it was a great way to get them involved and kind of jumpstart those fitness goals.
This is a good partnership with that lifestyle change, because you're talking about the fresh foods that you can get through the farmer's market, as well as that fitness lifestyle. Am I right, Tori?
Yes, exactly. We actually saw everyone, we'd always walk over to the farmer's market afterwards, and we'd encourage everyone else to do it. And we'd see everyone who was just working out buying fresh fruits and vegetables. So it's a great way to support both of those healthy lifestyles and support our community and our vendors there too.
I hear a lot of people say when they try to start a new lifestyle or have a New Year's resolution, they say, well, I tried working out and it just didn't work out. Or I tried eating differently and that just didn't work out. Is there something, I don't want to say magical, but is there something about making the change both in what you eat and how you move your body that helps?
Yes, at least for me, I've noticed whenever I nourish my body with healthy foods, it makes me want to work out, and vice versa. If I work out, I don't want to go eat a huge pizza, because that's not supporting that kind of lifestyle and all the hard work I just put into my workout.
I've noticed, too, you can find the schedule at explorecarbondale.com. The Fresh Fitness Program is not about doing the same thing from week to week. Why do you change things up?
We just want everyone to feel comfortable and kind of find what they like. So if you didn't necessarily like that style of workout that first week, I don't want them to feel like they can't come back. We want to support everyone and really show everyone that they can find something that they love to keep moving and keep their bodies healthy.
Just for example, this week on January 6th, it's New Year, New You. It's something that just kind of lets everybody get used to things. But you can see things like beginner boxing, yoga, lots of good heart health, and other opportunities for people to try new things, as Tori said. Amy, this is not necessarily a city program, but why does the city feel it's important to help people get these sorts of opportunities?
Well, if you look at any major metropolitan area, you'll notice a lot of them have outdoor fitness programs, whether they're offered by the park district, the city, or a collaboration. And with Carbondale, we're trying to move forward. We're trying to be innovative and collective here. And we we thought, what better way to do this than with an outdoor fitness program? And now we're taking it indoors. Who wants to be out in 0 degree temperature? I know I sure don't. But we thought it was just a really great way to show the community that we're willing to work together and partner up. And it was very successful this summer, and we hope for another very successful Fresh Fitness program.
And again, it's that Fresh Fitness program. You can get the schedule and find out more by going to explorecarbondale.com, or you can just come out this Saturday morning to the Winter Farmers Market. It's at Carbondale Community High School, and that begins at 9 a.m. Tori Guswell and Amy Fox, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to WSIU, powered by you.